Let's bring in our first Christmas guest into the studio. BBC Radio 1. It's Mr. Jason Derulo, and let's get him in. Here he is. Here is Jason Derulo.
Good morning.
Morning, Jason.
Sorry.
How are you?
Good. How are you going?
Nice to see you. I am good. Wow, look at that.
He's wearing Michael Jackson's jacket.
I know.
Nice bit of leather jacket.
Red and black one. I like that.
You've packed well for your trip to London.
You know, you try to make it, you know, do what it do.
You know it's going to be cold here.
Oh, absolutely. I have, like, two shirts on under this.
When did you get in?
Yesterday.
All right. How long are you here for?
I'm here until Sunday.
Ah, so you got a couple of days here.
Yeah, I got a little time, man.
Nice.
You look remarkably fresh.
Thank you, man, because I didn't go to sleep yet.
Ah, is that why?
Nah, I took a little nap. But I did go out last night.
Oh, you look very fresh.
Thanks, man.
Were you partying or were you just having a bit of relaxation time?
At the same time, both.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Party relaxation.
A party relax.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. How about yourself? Did you go to sleep last night, guys?
Or? I went to bed early, yeah.
Yeah?
Like about 9 o'clock. Obviously to prepare for today's show and the interview.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's very, very good of you. What about yourself?
I might have been out. No, early in the evening, though. Uh-huh. And then I was home, like, a bit later. I wasn't out late.
Oh, were you out early doors, were you?
Yeah.
Right.
I went out with my folks, with my parents. My mum and dad mm-hmm. down to visit, so I took my mum and dad and my brother, and we went for a little drink.
Nice, oh, afternoonies. Nice.
And then it got ruined because Bryn turned up.
What?
Jason! So he turned up.
I was talking to Bryn today, and we were, like, totally having two totally different conversations.
Mm.
Like, he was talking about one thing, and I was talking about something totally different.
Well, that's what happens with him. This was one conversation with him and one with the rest of the world.
So, CeeLo was in the day before yesterday, on Monday or something, and Bryn looks after CeeLo as well. So, mm-hmm. CeeLo gets, CeeLo, man! CeeLo! CeeLo, man! And you get, Jason, man! Jason! So it's starting to spread, you know?
CeeLo, though, I think is starting to get the dialect a little bit. He's starting to understand it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Jason just nods when Bryn talks to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you really should do is you and Bryn should go to where Bryn's from.
Uh-huh.
And then you should really kind of immerse yourself in that in that world and really soak up the accent.
But I've been there, and their accent is not as bad as his, though.
Right.
His is just extreme.
Maybe he's getting worse. I don't know. Where is he? Is he disappearing?
He's hiding. There he is.
Bryn Man. Hi, Bryn Man. Bryn went to Australia recently, and he came back whiter than when he left. Right. He managed to find the only bit of Australia that was chucking it down with rain for like 2 weeks.
That's awesome, man.
So are you well? Are you good?
I'm fantastic, man.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you
Everything's
doing?
Everything's fantastic. But this is kind of weird. This is like a huge picture of myself, like, staring at me.
Yeah.
Is this on purpose?
Yeah. Well, Dominic,
is this to make me feel comfortable?
Yeah,
yes.
Dominic,
very uncomfortable.
Who reads the news, likes to put on a picture of whoever the guest is so that they feel at home and like it's tailored towards you.
Oh, it's very nice. Yeah.
Well, you've got the album, Future History is the album.
Oh, yeah, man. Very excited.
Fight For You is the new single, which is out now.
Yeah.
It's nice that you get time to write some songs for yourself rather than writing songs for other people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like this album is like the greatest accomplishment of my life, man. I've been, really working really hard on this record and, you know, traveling the world and making sure everybody hears it.
Nice.
Like, exciting times, man.
Mm.
Do you still get excited like when you see the artwork for the album, for the CD, do you still get a little kick? Do you still go, that's my CD?
Oh, absolutely. Especially like when somebody brings it out and like out of their purse or something like that, or you know, like pulls it out, you know,
right.
Gets it in their car and like, hey, can you sign this? I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Unless they've stolen it. Not like that.
No. They need to have bought it first.
And do you ever get, I don't know, do you get to go CD shopping? Do you ever get to see your product on the shelves in the shops?
Every time I'm in a store that sells CDs, I always buy my CD.
Do you buy it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Every single time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No.
How often have you bought it and they haven't actually questioned the fact that you're buying your own album? Does that ever happen?
They only question it half of the time.
Right. So quite often you go up there and they just happily just sell it to you as if you're just anybody.
Are you? Yeah. It only happens half the time. They don't really recognize. You know, they don't really look at you, though. Like, when they're ringing you up, they don't take the time to look you in your eyes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Have you ever been into a store or a CD place and they've not had the album?
Yeah, it's been sold out before. Yeah.
And do you ask? Do you go? Sorry, the Jason Derulo album.
Absolutely.
Is it sold out? I just want to make sure you've ordered more stock. All right, thank you.
Yeah, because wouldn't it be weird if you're like, I don't see any of my albums. who do I need to talk to about restocking? Yeah.
I think if you check the chart, you'll see that it's actually in the wrong place. I'm higher than you've got me.
That's what I did.
I know.
I did that.
Really?
I went into a store, I had an album. It was number 14 in the album chart. And number 14, it was somebody else.
Oh, wow.
So I went and said, that's not number 14.
Yeah, this is
wrong. I am. So can you change it to me?
That's awesome.
And they did.
I love that.
Hey, listen, I'm putting this album out for fun. I want to make me some dollar. And I did. Made approximately $1 from the album.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome, man. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Absolutely, man. When I was young, we took a road trip, man. My family and I, we just jumped in the car and didn't know where we were going. And it was cool. We ended up in Tennessee, so I'm gonna do that again this year with the family.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So what, you all just jump into what, like a big, RV or something?
Yeah, well, like when I was younger, we jumped into just like vans.
Mm-hmm.
But now we'll jump into like big RVs and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Off you go.
What's your car of choice? What do you drive?
I don't drive.
Oh, Jason! Jason, man! You don't drive?
Not really, man.
But you mean not really? You either drive or you don't drive.
I haven't driven in about a year, probably.
But you can drive. You've got a license and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I live in Miami, so you have to be able to drive.
Right.
Yeah, it would be weird. Like, you tell a girl you don't know how to drive, they'd be like, huh? Yeah. What? Yeah.
How do you get anywhere?
Yeah, how are you going to take me anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow. So you don't have a car?
I do. I have two cars.
Right.
But they're like my brother's because I never, ever use them. So I just, you know,
he has
the keys.
I want to be your friend. Because if you think about it, imagine being Jason's friend, like back home, like proper friend.
In Miami.
Back home in Miami. He's never around.
Yeah.
So you can use his flat,
his cars.
His cars, mm-hmm. all of that. Mm. They must hate it when you come home. When you call them up and go, I'm back for a week. They're like, do you want the car back?
Yeah, I'm going to have to move back to my mum's.
Yeah, it really is like that, though. I mean, you know, they get you to have the house, the cars, everything.
But you've got a couple of your pals working with you and stuff.
Yeah, family actually, not pals. So I have my two cousins and my brother. They work really closely to me.
And the big guy in the red,
my cousin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, let's see if he's smiling.
He's waving.
Was he smiling?
Something tells me you had him up late last night.
Oh yeah, he wasn't too happy about that either.
You can just about see him on the webcam, but he's lying down. He's almost completely flat. All he needs, like, is a TV now in front of him, and that's it. He's at home on the sofa.
Done.
You've got to give him... Now, will he come with you on this road trip?
Yeah.
Yep. He'll be like that. Don't you dare make me drive. And by the way, when we're on this road trip, we're about to be in family. You ask me to do anything for you, you can get it yourself. You want a drink? You know where the bar is.
I love that.
How's your love life? Are you still single?
I am. Oh. I'm still single.
It's outrageous.
Riding solo.
Single and loving it, man. You know. I'm 22, you know. It's no rush.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm chilling. Making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
What a life.
I know. 22 and single.
You know, I'm only 2 years older than you, and I look a lot older, I think.
No, man, not at all.
You don't think? I think I look about 27.
27? Yeah, I think you look about 24.
Thank you.
See, we're 24 and single. It'd be nice to be 22 and single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a place in Miami.
Yeah. Two cars.
Road trip to Tennessee.
Yep.
Cousin doing it, getting everything for you. Wake up, come on, go to the store. Give me something to eat. Wake up!
When do you turn 25?
Not till next year. Not till next year. So,
it's late next year, isn't it?
You know what it's like. Are you on the Twitter? I know you're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter? Do you tweet?
Yeah.
Do
all
you?
The time. Mm-hmm.
Do you do it yourself?
I do.
Oh, are you right? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, what? my Facebook, when I post on my Facebook, it goes directly to my Twitter.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just so I don't have to, you know, post on both. That would take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And what, are you just Jason Derulo on Twitter?
Uh-huh, at Jason Derulo.
I'm gonna find out if you follow me.
I don't follow you.
You didn't even let him look. You should have waited and let him look for 3 minutes.
Why not?
But I didn't want him to be shocked and surprised.
Oh, it's fine.
Why not?
Because you never told me your Twitter.
Oh, come on. Well, I'll tell you it now. Right, at Jason Derulo on Twitter. This is it. I'm going to send you loads of messages. Let's have a little look. 983,000 followers?
100,000.
What?
983,000.
983,000 followers.
100,000.
983,000?
No, 983,000. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Not 983. I'm not dissing you. Look, either way, Jason, he's still got less than me. Oh! Boom! Tell you what, you wanted me to be following
Is
me?
That right?
If you want to pick up some followers, you got to be following me. Yeah, I don't follow you.
Well, how many followers do you have?
1.7 million.
Whoa!
He doesn't like
what about on Facebook?
I'm not really on it.
No, I got 6.5 on Facebook.
Yeah, I've got 22,000. But I haven't really utilized my Facebook page yet. I'm more on the Twitter.
See, I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Well, no, I see that, and very much so. That seesaw is really leaning.
It is so leaning.
That's the only seesaw I've been on when I've been up in the air.
Yeah. Ever.
Normally my ass just doesn't leave the ground.
I think I should start posting from Facebook. Maybe I should start posting from Twitter, and then maybe the seesaw will
even things
out.
Up.
Well, if you want to catch me up, that's all I'm saying. So did you, the winner of The Voice in America, you've co-written a song?
Yeah, it's called Running.
Nice.
On his album, yeah. You know, I do a lot of songwriting for a lot of other people. I was just writing a song for Cher the other day.
Wow.
Which
now,
is really cool.
Now, do you write that for her or do you write it with her?
For her.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do? I take it you've never met her before. Do you go and meet her and say hi and...
Yeah, I like to do vocal production myself. So when I can, you know, which is not too often, I like to be in the studio while the person's recording. Right.
And what's she like? She crazy?
I've never met her.
Oh, right, you still haven't met her?
No. Some people like to do it themselves, and like they'll tell you to just, you know, muck about. I like the song, but I'm still gonna do it my way.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah, I mean she's Cher. I mean she could do that. That's very nice, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm practicing. All right, well, look, let's do the news. We need to take a break and do the news. And then we'll come back and we'll play your song. We'll play Fight For You. And then we'll come back with more from Mr. Jason. Do you hate that when people sing your name, or do you not mind it?
No, just you.
Just me? What? You just hate it when I do it. Oh, you're proper hating on me today. That's not how urban I sound.
You get more followers than me on Twitter.
That's right, 1.7 million, baby! In your face!
All right.
He's hating on you.
I'm going to tell all my Facebook followers to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, good luck with it. Good luck. We'll have a battle. You watch, by midday, he'll have 1.9 million. And I'll be like that. That's not fair. All right, we'll do the news. We'll come back with more Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo sold... he's had 18 million single sales worldwide.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, what?
20 million.
20 million. 20 million single sales.
He's done another 2 million
worldwide
since he's been in this morning.
Yeah. I've done no million singles worldwide, but... I have more followers on Twitter. And I've just tweeted, what was that? I have more followers than Jason Derulo? Oh, stop going on about it. So that's, you know, I hope that'll give you a little boost.
Yeah, hopefully that can give you a little boost, because Chris is making fun of me, guys. You got to follow me.
Yeah, let me have a little look.
That's so really got, kind.
So all you need, really, is 16,000 followers, and you've hit 1 million.
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll help you out.
Thank you.
I haven't decided.
I don't know if this is helping or making it worse.
It'll help, trust me.
All right.
Right, let's play the single. That's what we should do now.
This isn't it.
What?
This isn't it.
No, this isn't it. This is this is our jingle, and then we'll play Jason's song.
If you're short of money, you should listen now, cause I can save you lots of dosh. Let me tell you how. Get an A4 pad and write a big eye on the back, then give it to a mate, but they may think you are a prat. The Chris Moyle Show.
It's an iPad joke, that jingle. Yeah.
Christmas on Radio 1.
Right, let's play the song. I'd fight for you. Down in Africa. Tell you what, you're a liar. Huh? Saying what? You write your own stuff. I'm sure I've heard bits of this before.
No, what do you mean?
I like that.
Word.
See, do we have the original?
Must
Toto?
Do. We have must have the look. Toto original.
Have to.
Now, are you a fan of that song?
Oh, absolutely, man. I think it's one of the greatest songs ever written, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then when you write a song like that and you use that little bit, you've got to give them a little bit of the spoils, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of the spoils.
It becomes a collaboration.
A collaboration.
Absolutely. So they get their just due.
How the hell? Seriously, Jason, how are you cool? How are you cool? You're doing a collaboration with Toto, right? Some band from the 70s. You're writing a song for Cher, yet you're still cool. Mm. What's
thanks,
next?
Man.
The Osmonds?
Let's do it. We can write it together.
Jason's going, if it sells, I don't care.
Exactly.
I'll write a song with anybody. Also on Twitter, Jason, we're getting his followers up. We're helping you.
I see. How much are we up now?
You're about 600.
Up 600. 600, wow.
So slowly getting there. If you're on Twitter, follow @JasonDerulo, who, as soon as he leaves the studio, in fact, before he leaves the studio, he's going to start following me on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can give you some tips.
Can you give me...
I can help you.
Can you give me some tips now?
Sure.
Okay, what do I do?
Leave Facebook alone and get on Twitter. That's what it is.
Exactly.
You're only saying that because you haven't got as many people on Facebook.
I'm only slightly less. I'm slightly behind him. I've got 22,000 on
Facebook.
Jason's
got 6.5 million.
Right, yeah, sure. So granted, on that...
I mean, that's a big difference.
The Chris Moyle Show has 1.5 million, though, doesn't it?
Oh, look at that.
On Facebook, yeah, 1.5 million. 1.5 million.
Oh, so... I have six times more than you on that
one. Okay, yeah, fine, right, whatever. No.
When you say it like that, it sounds like a lot.
No, it's only three, four.
Four.
Yeah, exactly.
Four times. I was hoping you didn't count that, but...
No, that's right. If you can't count, don't worry about it. You can count this. 1.7 million followers. 985,000.
That's very impressive, actually.
Thank you. It's because I'm a huge star.
Yeah, I know.
I'm loved and well-respected all over the world, apart from Miami. I don't do too bad in Miami. Did you find Toto Africa?
No, we don't.
Right. Wasn't it 1983? I think it must be on those CDs somewhere.
What year do you think it
83,
was?
I think.
83?
Yeah. Something like that. 90. I reckon it might
you
be
got,
on there.
You got to have that.
No, 93, 97, 88, Hang 83.
Hang on. Wasn't 83?
Oh, well, what are you saying now?
I'm saying 83. I thought you said you didn't have 83.
I do have 83.
Right, we'll have a look on there.
It's not on it.
Is it not?
It's not on
there. No. Toto, Africa, February 83.
Wow.
No,
sure.
I don't have it. I've got UB40 Red Red Wine.
No, that's not the same, is it?
I've got Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warnes, Where We Belong.
That's a classic.
I've got Jason Derulo and Cher. I got you, babe.
Yeah.
I got you, babe. That's where it works.
That's awesome.
Okay. Hang on a sec.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Play that cowbell.
Jason Derulo.
How did I know you were going to do that?
Yeah, Jason Derulo, Africa. Yeah, Toto. Isn't Toto the dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's what it was named after.
Cher, baby. Yeah. 90 years old. Still rocking. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna go and lose the night. I don't know the words. Anyway. Very nice. All right, so what else is going on? So now I suppose 1st of December, what time do you break for Christmas? Do they make you work up until like the last minute?
Yeah, till the 22nd.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, right up to the last couple of days.
And then time to pack your bags and get the family in the RV and go off somewhere for Christmas.
Absolutely, man.
So do you know what your schedule is? So you're here till Sunday, then do you know where you are?
No.
It's the right answer.
You know what, though? I know I'm here till Sunday, and that's saying a lot for me, because I usually just know where I'm going next.
Yeah.
What the next day has for me, but yeah. I know what's happening till Sunday.
Well, we do so many concerts and stuff. Like, you were at Radio 1's Big Weekend last year. You played our Big Weekend before, and you've done One Extra Live. Yeah. And the amount of... And you must have seen this, and you must have maybe even done this yourself. When you see an act walk out on stage and they go, yeah, here we are. And you can tell they suddenly go, I don't know where I am. I don't know what city I'm in. I don't know what country I'm in. All I do is get on the bus, sleep, get off the bus, perform, get on the bus, sleep.
You should do what some people do and get it written down at the front, of the stage on a piece of paper, and it just says, whatever, Sheffield or Cardiff or whatever.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I can really understand it, and it's like, it must be like the worst thing when you go, hello, Miami! And they go, New York. Yeah,
I was so close to doing that one time, and luckily my mic was off.
Right.
So I was saved by God, because I was screaming. Yeah. I was like, Minnesota! And then I was like, oh my, that was last night. But my mic was off, so it was cool.
We did a live show once, so we've got about, I don't know, 20,000 people watching. Yeah. And then we used to do a goodbye song, so we'd sing this song goodbye to where we were.
Yeah.
But we used to mime it was all recorded, so we'd mime it. They played the wrong place. So not only are we miming, but we're singing to the wrong place, so we can't stop. So we're in Great Yarmouth, man. And we're singing about Scarborough, yep. And it's like, what do we do? You just got to keep on going. And everyone's going, what? Okay, you just keep repeating the wrong place.
Word. Oh, my goodness, that's insane.
There's no getting out of that good, was there?
No. But then it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas did it.
Really?
This year at the Big Weekend. But like, it's really easily done.
To be fair, though, they were playing in Carlisle, and obviously they'd flown into Newcastle, hadn't they? So they thought they were still in Newcastle.
Hello, Newcastle! And everyone goes, we ain't in Newcastle. why are you saying that?
The three people from Newcastle were like, yeah!
Yeah, they're like, woo, thanks! How do you know we're here? Yeah!
Well, you've got a big tour coming up next year. Massive.
Oh, yeah.
February, all the arenas.
Man. Yeah,
I'm glad to wait. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I know we joke with each other, but he's kept my birthday free, and then the tour starts
the day after
my birthday.
See, you're my guy, man. I got to make sure, you know, I'm free on that day.
No. It's because I'm 2 years older than you. You look up to me a little bit.
Absolutely. You're like an older brother, you know what I mean?
Slightly older.
Like, like the same age brother.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Exactly. We could be twins.
Twins, yeah. Exactly.
Same age brother from another mother.
That's right.
Same age brother.
From another mother.
New song. Chris Moyles. 24.
Same brother from another mother.
Same brother from another mother. Yeah. Really wanna tell the undercover. Undercover.
Shares our mother. 90-year-old baby. Still rocking. Share. Say yeah, share.
Yeah, share.
Say yeah, share.
Yeah, share.
Wow, that's gonna be a hit.
Hey, I know when I feel a hit, you know, and I got the tingles down my spine.
Sure.
I felt it.
So that's
brother from another
10% to you, 10% to me, 80% to Toto. Cher gets nothing.
Yeah.
Cher doesn't
get that ready for the arena tour.
Exactly. Yeah, February actually, man. Mm. It's so exciting, because, you know, I went from playing small clubs to playing like small arenas and playing theaters, and then now, you know, in the large arenas, it's like a dream come true, man, honestly. So we've been working on building the show, and I have all these state-of-the-art lighting designs and state-of-the-art like digi effects and stuff that I'm really excited about, never seen before. So yeah, man, it's a lot of exciting stuff in the show, so you guys gotta come check it out.
Well, it's gonna be good. We'll be there February, Glasgow. It starts on the 23rd, then it's Birmingham and Sheffield and Cardiff and Bournemouth and London and Manchester and Newcastle. Hello, Newcastle! Yeah, just I'll tweet you, because we'll be following each other then. I'll tweet you. Don't forget, it's Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Just before you go on stage.
Do people say Glasgow?
Glasgow.
No, but do people say that like on stage? Glasgow. Have you heard that before?
Well, Glasgow or Glasgow? Yeah.
Glasgow.
Yeah, no. People say that.
People say that, right?
Americans come over and pronounce it Edinburgh instead of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Mm. Yeah, I mean, like, I had to be schooled, like, when I first came here, you know? It's not, like, something that's just known, because when we read it, it just says Glasgow to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But you gotta... But
gotta get with the program.
You gotta get it right. Yeah. You gotta learn. Hello, Minnesota!
Minnesota.
What is it?
Soda.
Minnesota. I don't know where I am.
Chris, man.
We haven't done that. Jason, man. We've not done a gig in Minnesota, have we?
We haven't ever. We should do.
We haven't done many gigs in America. We've
done a couple.
We're predominantly UK based, Jason.
I can help you out with that.
Because it's easier to get home.
You know, but we've done shows in Los Angeles, in New York, in Las Vegas.
See, we don't say that.
Do you not?
Los Angeles.
I say LA.
LA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the only place?
LA, baby!
Those are the only three, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think so far.
But we were heard coast to coast on the radio through the whole of America. Yeah. And woo! Yeah, but then the deal...
And the deal expired.
The deal expired. Oh, yeah. They never got it going again.
Crazy.
But you can listen on the internet. Woo! On the internet, baby! Unless you share, she doesn't know how to work the internet, I'd imagine.
No.
But you can listen on your phone. It doesn't matter, don't worry. Well, listen, nice to see you.
Likewise.
It's always good when you come in. And come back and see us if you have time, maybe before the tour or something.
Absolutely, man.
So, the single Fight For You is out now. The album is Future History by Jason Derulo, who is soon to be recording his new biggest song, With Me, Brother From Another Mother.
It's a future classic.
Sure.
Cher will play our mother.
Yes, she will.
And just in case you are not convinced, the guys have cut it up already so we can listen back to just how good it sounded when we're freestyling.
Because that's when it comes from the heart.
24. Same brother from another mother. I'm liking it.
I love that. It's amazing. So just gives you a nice vibe, you know. It makes you feel good.
It does. Makes me feel good right now.
You're really selling that good vibe feeling, Dave.
You know it. It's your boy.
All right, well, listen, nice to see you.
Likewise.
Have a good trip. Now, when are you going to get some sleep? Today?
Yep.
Tonight?
No, I'm going to take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause
after this?
Yeah. I had to, you know, come and see you guys.
Oh,
and
God love you.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap now because I have to, you know.
Do the thing.
Do other things.
I get that.
Yep.
You know what you got to do?
What?
Follow me on Twitter!
Woo!
Oh. All right. No, that's not part of the song.
Okay.
Maybe that's the song. Please follow me on Twitter.
You need a different backing track.
Yeah, but also, what are you going to rhyme Twitter with?
Yeah, I
mean, that's the problem.
Know.
It's one of those difficult words.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah. Don't try this. Yeah, don't try.
Witcher.
Yeah. I'm Witcher.
Witcher? No?
Yeah.
Really?
Glitter.
Again, not
Glitter.
A good one.
And,
Bitter.
Bitter. Oh. Follow me on Twitter. Now I'm feeling bitter.
Sprinkling on the glitter.
Why am I putting on glitter?
I don't know. This one doesn't feel as good.
Greek bread
is
bitter.
I want to wear glitter when I'm on Twitter. It makes me feel bitter about myself.
Bitter?
As in
South African saying
like the
better?
South African pronunciation of the word better.
Makes me feel bitter about myself.
Yeah. Matt, I'm feeling bitter.
Yes.
Thank you.
Think overboard.
Right. Jason Derulo, have a great day. Love to see you. Buy the album, buy the single. Jason Derulo, Labyrinth, come in. Labyrinth.